Mazal tov, mazal tov. If anyone could help, please feel free to see him and help. I want to thank our sponsors for our 10 minutes of meaning, Chani and Lenny Grunstein, in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, who's neshama shel Evan Aliyah. A good chodesh to everyone. I don't know if we'll get to 10 minutes of meaning or 5 minutes of meaning today. It's a little bit late, but help yourself to some coffee and donuts. And we continue our study of Mesilas Sharm. The Ramchal is helping us become the very best version of ourselves, to wake up every day and not to be satisfied with what life throws our way, but to set a course, to make resolutions, to chart a path towards how to live our best lives yet. We're up to the 9th parak, which are the Beyer Mafsideh Azrizos V'Rachaka Mehem, to identify the obstacles, the impediments, the things that will undermine a life of alacrity. We set out with goals of Zrizos. There are things we want to accomplish personally, professionally, in our family, in our relationships, and yet there are impediments and obstacles that undermine, that knock us off course. And says the Ramchal, says Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, it's not enough to have the right ideas and ideals. But if a person doesn't have a strategy, if we haven't crafted a resolution about how to achieve it, then maybe it'll last a day or two, but we'll never get to that finish line. We'll never arrive at that promised land. We'll never go to sleep every night feeling I'm living my best life yet. Excuse me. So he writes, Kol mishe yirtzeh lechol achilasa b'chol yishuv ha-menucha. If a person is habituated to want to just eat whatever they want to eat, however they want to eat, I say this knowing we're serving donuts. But the Ribbono Shel Olam paskin for us here in Boca that we're no longer going to eat that garbage. So this is the last hurrah. It's the last hurrah. Good riddance. V'lishon shnoso b'lo tored. A person just wants to sleep. They don't want any alarm clock or snooze button. They don't want anyone telling what time they have to wake up or any wake-up call. They just want to sleep. They just want to sleep. Remember when you were a teenager? I have a few who live in my home. And if, by the way, you forget to wake them, we recently had a Sunday where we thought one of our kids was out of the house. It turns out they were sleeping until after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Who knew a human being could even do that? So all of us instinctively have within ourselves, Baruch Hashem, they don't listen to this, I'm in good shape, but everyone has within ourselves the desire to just sleep. Right, the laziness would keep us in bed. The inertia would keep us wanting to just rest. And who wants to get up and go? And similar or parallel in all areas. We just want to fresh and eat, even if we're full, but we just want to keep eating. We just want to sleep, even if we're well rested. Who wants to get out of bed? So the inertia keeps us. The default, the status quo of the human being and the human psyche is to not want to push ourselves, is to not have drive, is to not have ambition and aspirations. The human psyche leaves us with a sense of inertia. Someone else will do it. You'll get to it later. You'll start tomorrow. Eat what you want, sleep when you want, do what you want. If we allow ourselves to become creatures of habits, if we allow ourselves to be controlled by inertia, laziness, and procrastination, if we allow our animal impulse and animal instinct to be the one that reigns supreme within us, then we are not, the Ramchal's words are, einenu adon ba'atzmo. You're not a master over yourself. You're not in charge, you're not in control. You don't control your habits control you. Because the person's will has already been imprisoned by his own habits. We feel like we're free and we're liberated, we live in the land of the free, and that we have choices that we can make. And yet, if we are creatures of habit that keep us in bed and make us late to shul or late to meetings, we're always running late, and we're always fighting to keep up, and we're always going to start the diet tomorrow, and we're always going, if we're just creatures of habits, we're not living our best lives. To live our best life is to be in control, is to be disciplined, is to express the Tzelem Elokim inside us, and to have it triumph and defeat the Nefesh Bahami, to triumph and defeat that animal impulse, animal instinct, animal desire. So there are two things that we have to know in order to live our best life, in order to achieve our goals, in order to make it to the day with pride in the day that we led, to do all the things that we said we were going to do, to honor the promises we made ourselves. First of all, we have to believe that we can. We have to believe that we have the capacity. We have the strength to break the habit, to overcome that inertia, to have that drive and ambition to achieve those goals. We have to believe that it's in us. But number two, we also have to recognize and believe that we're not here to take the easy way out. That taking the easy way out in the end of the day doesn't give us the most satisfaction or fulfillment. It's in fact when we have drive and we set goals and we achieve them that we receive the greatest pleasure, greater than any other hedonistic or physical pleasure there is out there. Whatever we sacrificed, whatever pleasure we compromised, conceded, or forfeited, pales in comparison to the pleasure of being in control, of breaking a habit, of being disciplined, of having dignity. And like the Gemara in Erevin says about the workers who behave around their employees, we are like day workers. Kadosh Baruch Hu deposited us in this world to work. We're not here to take the easy way out. We're not here to be lazy. We're not here to mail it in. That doesn't mean that we don't need days to restore, that we don't need days to rest. Doesn't mean that we don't need days in order to shut down and re-energize. Of course we do. And we have to plan them strategically, but in a disciplined way. Not because we were lazy, but because we set a schedule where we need time to rejuvenate and we need to create and build margin into our lives. But we have to understand as we wake up each and every day that life is not here to rest or to take the easy way out. We're here to break those habits, to live our best lives, to take control, to live with discipline. And there's nothing that stands in our way with what we want to accomplish. I don't mean I'm going to dunk a basketball or I'm going to break par. There are things that stand in our way, physical limitations. But I mean when it comes to our habits, to sit down and to plot our day so that when we go to sleep at night, we do it with a pride. I honored the promises I made to myself. I said I would eat this way today. I said I would exercise. I said I wouldn't lose my cool or get angry. I said I would focus and be mindful when I daven. I said I was going to dedicate time to the relationships in my life that matter. Instead of going to sleep each night with guilt, instead of going to sleep each night feeling unfulfilled and beating ourselves up, we have that capacity to break those habits and to make that change. I recently decided that one of the poor habits I have, for full transparency, is struggling with, like all of us, don't worry, it's not some major confession, is struggling with my cell phone, and particularly during davening. So I made a promise and a pledge to myself. I tried to engage others around me who would force me to honor that promise, to put the phone on airplane mode before each davening. And there's a great app called Habit Bull, H-A-B-I-T, separate word Bull, Habit Bull, to help you track your habits. If you're a competitive person, I'm not, but there are people who are competitive, and you want to each day be able to check off that you fulfilled the promise you made to yourself. And it tracks how many days in a row that you've created that habit. And after a certain amount of days, we have the ability to break our habit, change our habit, form the right habits. 40% of our day is pre-programmed by the habits we've formed. If we form the right habits, 40% of our day has already been programmed to live our best lives yet. It's just a matter of making those habits that we want. That's one small tool and suggestion how. A lot more to say. We will continue in Nirtz Hashem with Perek Tes and Mesilas Yesharim next week. Have a wonderful, fulfilling, disciplined day and a good Chodesh.